Welcome everyone again and good morning. And we want to go into a session of prayers this morning because, you know, I just sense in the spirit this heaviness. You know, sometimes it's like sorrow of heart from out of nowhere. And we all experience that from time to time. And, but the thing to do is to cry out unto the Lord. That's the thing. There is no other way around it, folks. There is no other way around it. There are no antidotes other than prayer. You know, if any man is sad, that's what the Bible says, let him pray. Glory to God. We can't get it by just, you know, succumbing to the situation. We can't get that deliverance by that. But let's give ourselves a few scriptures this morning, and then we're going to go into prayer. This will be a prayer room today, not so much a teaching room. We got to lift some burdens here this morning. Hallelujah. And praise God. You know, the cry of the righteous, so precious in the eyes and in the ears of the Lord. The Lord wants us to cry out to him. He sees our afflictions. And but we really must cry out to him. In the book of Exodus, you know, chapter 3, when the Lord was trying to engage Moses to go back to the children of Israel, and the Lord said, I wanted to set them free. We see a principle that is very critical here. The Lord said in verse 9 of Exodus 3, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. It is important for us to cry unto the Lord. There's just a lot of things that sometimes will just weigh people down, weigh us down for no reason at all. But there may also be a good reason. But whatever the cause is, the Lord is waiting. Let me read also verse 7 to you. I have surely seen the affliction of my people, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. You know? So there is a progression there that the Lord revealed. I have seen the affliction of my people, and I have heard their cry. Perhaps when they were afflicted, at first they didn't cry. And the Lord saw it. He knew it, but he's waiting for us to cry out unto him. And he was waiting for them to cry out unto him as well. You know, God can't really, let me just say this today. God can't really do very much in the realm of the earth unless the people of the earth reach out and cry out to him. That's just the way it works. You know, so in our own personal lives as well, we may be, you know, dealing with stuff, distress, and sorrow of heart is what I want to talk about today. And we're going to pray against, you know. And, you know, let's see how the Lord brought it out to us in many of the writings of David. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. I mean, David was a man that knew how to cry out unto the Lord. And of course, the Lord also heard him. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 7. Glory to God. And when he did, he said, my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. Foundations of heaven moved and shook because the Lord was wrath. And so on and so forth. We can read same experience in Psalm 18. We can read about how he poured out his heart before the Lord. Now we all experience this stuff, you know. But when you cry unto the Lord, you mingle it with exaltation, exalting the name of the Lord. Like this in Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. Now, when your strength is weakened, you know, and when your strength is almost gone, then you call upon the Lord who is your strength, said, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. He said here from my enemies, but I'll say, so shall I be saved from my distresses and from the heaviness of heart. The sorrows of death compass me, he said, sorrows of hell even. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Verse 6. This is the same thing written in 2 Samuel 22. So he began to call upon the Lord. Let's look at some of the places also where he called upon the Lord. Look at Psalm 3, verse 1. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Well, we may have trouble on every side. Many are they that rise up against me. There may be many situations that rise up against you. Maybe even people. It may be situations. It may be anything. You know, there may be many that say unto you, there is no help. The devil would like to say that to you. I got you now where I want you. I got you down. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Woo-hoo. I love the way that David always comes back. You know, I know that the Lord is a shield for me. He is my glory and the lifter up of my head. Why does his head need to be lifted up? Because his head is bowed down. When your head is bowed down, you need a lifting up. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. My goodness. The Lord will always hear us, you know. There is none of us that is exempt from this sorrow of heart for many reasons. Many reasons. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 2. When Nehemiah stood before the king, we know that he was the king's cupbearer, we are told. And when he stood before the king, the king said unto him, why is your countenance falling, seeing that you are not sick? He said, this is nothing else but sorrow of heart. You know, sometimes, even when we are not sick, our countenance is falling. We're not our usual cheerful, chirpy self. And you don't know where it is coming from. It's just, you know, there is something about the way that man is composed. Hallelujah. There is this thing that's called the soul. Lord, put it in there. And there is nothing that can satisfy that soul other than the presence of the Lord. In fact, when you are truly hungry for his overwhelming presence, that is the greatest place that we can be. So when that soul is famished, when that soul is hungry of God's presence, that's why the way God designed it, you know, when that soul is missing all of that, it begins to go into depression. And there are many distresses. The spirit of distress, the spirit of oppression, the oppressing spirits. There are many things that the devil will bring. Heaviness. All of a sudden. I want to pray against that this morning. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Glory to God. He has anointed me to bring relief and a lifting up to those who are burdened and who are in distress. The Lord will give the garment of praise to replace the spirit of heaviness. Glory to God. So that's another thing. When we come into his presence to praise him like that, it helps. Praising the Lord when your soul is famished. And sometimes you don't feel like it. That's just not the time. I mean, the time that people really want to praise the Lord is when, or feel like praising the Lord is when things are really great. When you're on the mountaintop, you feel like shouting the victory. You praise the Lord, you dance, you can do anything because you've experienced his goodness, some tremendous victory, and you are happy. And you're praising the Lord. Well, we should also praise the Lord even when we are not happy. The garment of praise is what defeats the spirit of heaviness. But it actually is wrapped up with prayer. It's really prayer, but you are praising him through that prayer. And you're saying, Lord, you are my deliverer. You are my glory. You are the lifter up of my head. And you begin to say those things, but you pour out your heart before the Lord. I want to read to us Psalm 102. We're going to use that in this prayer today. Psalm 102. Powerful stuff that he wrote. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call upon you. Answer me speedily. For my days, see, when you begin to feel like this, my days are consumed like the smoke. My bones are burned up as an hearth. My heart is smitten, even heavy. I am withered like the grass, so that I even forget to eat my bread. You know, there'll be days that you feel like this. By reason of the voice of the groaning that's in my bones, even these bones, they cleave to my skin. I feel like a pelican in the wilderness. I feel all alone. I'm like an owl in the desert. I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone. You know, I mean, people begin to feel, I mean, when this depression sets in, when this heaviness sets in, you feel all alone, you know, and it feels dark. There's no light. You feel like you are sitting in the dark. You feel like, you know, and then it feels like God's voice is silent. You can't even hear his voice. It just seems like the whole thing is just come crashing in, closing in, caving in. You know, he said, even my enemies reproach me all the day. They that are mad against me are sworn against me. I've eaten bread like ashes, the bread of affliction. Mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up. See, there's ups and downs. This man remembered when he was up on the mountain. And he shouted victory. But now he's down in the doldrums. He's down in the valley. The light is gone. The darkness is all around him. And he knows it. And he said, my days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like the grass. But thou, O Lord, that's the bounce back right there. Thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. The mercy of the Lord will break through all that stuff, but we need to cry unto him. For the time to favor your people, yea, the set time is come. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. You know, when you feel rejected, despised, forsaken, all alone, the Lord will regard your prayer. But you must cry unto him. He will not despise their prayer. And even this shall be written for the generation to come, even for the people that are yet to be created. The Lord will look down from the height of his sanctuary. Even from heaven, the Lord will behold to hear the groaning of those that are in bondage of depression. Bondage of depression, bondage of heaviness. The Lord, he will look down to loose those that are even appointed to death. About, you know, some people are about to give up. Things get so bad sometimes. You even wonder, you say, can this happen to believers? Absolutely. You know, the people get pushed to the edge. And the devil always taking advantage of situations. You know, devil doesn't always bring the situation, but he'll take advantage of it. It may be something that happened naturally, or it may be something that we did wrong. It may be something we didn't take action when we should have. Whatever it is, a devil will take advantage of it. And, you know, he will try to weaken you in the way. He will try to shorten your days. But here's what you say. Oh, my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. I'm not done yet. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to perish. I am going to bounce back in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, even Jesus himself was not immune from this sorrow of heart. In the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28, Jesus himself will tell us, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. You know, so, I mean, if Jesus can be sorrowful, then we are not immune from it. No, by no means. Glory to God. So, what is it that is making us to be like this? What is it? Where must we go when we feel like this? Where must we go? Well, there is no other place to go but to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let me read this to you. Matthew 26 and verse 38. I think I may have said 28, but it's 38. Matthew 26, 38. The Lord said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Wow. He was so heavy. And he said, tarry ye here and watch with me. So he went a little ways to pray. You know, what Jesus did when his soul was distressed, sorrowful, even unto death, he went to pray. And this is what we must do. When you feel that wave of heaviness and sadness just coming in, you know, out of nowhere, or the devil taking advantage of some situation, that's when we must pray. You know, but God is ready always to listen to those who are of a broken spirit when they cry out unto him. The key thing is we must cry out unto the Lord. When Jesus was speaking on the so-called Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, it's the same thing as being distressed. The Lord will comfort you. Let's listen to the words of Isaiah chapter 57. I mean, in the words of Isaiah chapter 57, let's see what he has to say in verse 15. Many scriptures that encourage us, you know, to, when we have a distress, to call upon the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. When you have contrition, even when your spirit is broken, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Can expand that scripture to just about anything. You know, when the situation is just not right with our heart, we cry unto the Lord. You know, we cry unto the Lord. The book of James, chapter 5, he gives a prescription also for many situations. He says, you know, when you are joyful, well, you praise the Lord. You sing psalms, you shout the victory, and you do all these things. But when you are afflicted, what should you do? When you are afflicted, should you go and bury your head in your room? Or should you go and take a gallon of chocolate ice cream? That's what people do in this country. I've seen it on TV. that's not going to help. Or, you know, I mean, what should you do? Should you give up on yourself? Should you feel sorrowful for yourself? You know, you do feel pitiful, self-pity, and all of that. And no, should you be angry at the world? The solution is let him pray. If you are going through stuff like that, the prescription is let him pray. You know, let him pray. And sometimes even when your appetite is withdrawn, because the psalmist said, I forget to even eat my bread. Well, turn it into fasting and pray before the Lord for the Lord to lift that spirit of heaviness and to break it. Hallelujah. So that's what we want to do here this morning. And if you are not in a state of heaviness, I am not. But I'm going to pray for those who might be. If you are not, then let's pray for others. But there are people that are. And it strikes. It's like a viper. You know, it's waiting to strike. And then it will just, it's like that. It's all coiled up and it's ready. And it will just strike in a moment. When you least expect it, it'll come. I mean, how I wish that all our days, we can be on the mountain top, you know, but the reality of life is it is not so. And in fact, blessed is the man who is on the mountain tops more often than he is in the valley. Blessed is that person. But I guarantee you, everybody going to be on those mountain tops. And then in the valleys. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Isaiah 50 and verse 10. That obeyeth the voice of his servant, and yet it seems like he's in darkness. I mean, it seems like there is no light around him. It seems like you have no light. The voice of God is far from you. You see him all alone. What did he say? Well, let him trust in the name of the Lord. Let him stay upon his God. And I will add, let him cry unto the Lord. Hallelujah. These are the things that the Lord wants us to do. And so from time to time, I will come back into this room and switch it to a prayer room. We'll do teachings and then we'll switch it because people need this refreshing from time to time. We need a lifting up. And as a spirit of, as a heavy burden, and it begins to come, hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, if you are a prayer warrior, if you're a real prayer warrior and you're giving to the spirit of, you know, intercessory prayer and all of that, and if you are sensitive in the spirit, you know, sometimes the way to begin to come upon you, it's not even you, but it's just come upon you. You know, it come upon you like that. You begin to feel the heaviness in the spirit, you know, and even sometimes if you are sensitive like that, you can begin to feel the pain that people are feeling. I mean, it's not your pain, but whether it's yours or somebody else's, it is draining. It just drains. And then it may be because of situation or whatever, you know, and, you know, the way our soul and our mind just works, something will happen in the day, or maybe something that happened yesterday. So something that happened in the day, and then all of a sudden you just wake up heavy or something like that. And, well, how does the devil take advantage of that? You really are not in your best, or as you say, at your best. When you are feeling like that, when you are feeling down, when you are feeling distressed, you are not at your best. But let's do like David did. David said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou distressed within me?" Glory to God. He spoke to his own soul. And from time to time, he did that. And he was a man that was given to distress. He was anointed to be king. He knew he was going to be king. But the current king is always trying to kill him. And he's running for his life all the time, from pillar to post, from one city to the other. The man goes in there, they find out he's there, he brings an army to draw the whole city out, bring them down with ropes, crash everything down until they find David. Meanwhile, David's gone. Goes to another place. The man is chasing after him again. I mean, what is it? And David finally said, "Look, I'm just like a dead dog and flea. I mean, what is the king of Israel doing? Running after me like this. What have I done?" The man was always distressed. Ran for his life all the time. You know, and yet he had tremendous anointing upon him. You know, the Lord anointed him to be king. But that devil is going to have no part of it. The devil is going to make sure he snuffs out his light, kill him, destroy him, do everything so that he won't get to the fruition or the materialization of that anointing that was upon his life. But I tell you what, providence will protect that anointing that's on your life. Glory to God. Providence will protect it. There is not, you know, look, God will watch over that anointing that's on your life. And providence will protect it. Providence is God's ability to watch over, you know, his purpose in your life. And he'll do it too. Glory to God. And so God watched over him. God even raised up a destiny helper, you know, from the son of the destiny destroyer, Jonathan. God raised him up. And his heart was just knitted to the heart of David. And he would risk his own life to save David's life. God will protect that purpose and that anointing. And so David ran for his life many times. He even had opportunity to take matters into his hands, but he wouldn't do it. You know, but he said, you know, "I poured out my soul before, you know, unto the Lord." Psalm 42 began to say, why, you know, I mean, he should be a joyful person. He was somebody that loved to sing psalms and praise and so forth like that. Generally a joyful person, but distress all around him would not allow that to be the case. And he said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Psalm 42 and verse 5. "Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." He's going to trust, talk to his own soul. You know, Is he that trusted in the Lord, that feared the Lord, and yet seems like he's in darkness and had no light? Let him trust in God. Let him stay upon his God. So, you know, well, David is going to stay upon his God here. For I shall yet praise him. He's going to encourage himself. For the Lord is going to be the help, my help. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get help from his countenance. Oh, my soul is cast down within me. Oh, Rabashelara Kusambodia. But I will remember thee, Lord, from the land of Jordan. Woo. You know, when you are cast down like that, then you must remember what your experience in the light. When you sit in darkness, remember the light. When it seems like God's voice is silent and you cannot hear his voice, because now it's darkness all around. You have no light. Remember what he told you when you were in the light. His word will never fail. When you are now down in the valley, and it seems like, well, you know, all alone in the desert, remember the victories on the mountaintop. This is what the psalmist said to himself. He said, I will remember you from the land of Jordan. I will remember you from Hill Milzah when you got me the victory, you know, and so on. The Lord will yet command his loving kindness for me in the daytime. Verse 8. Hallelujah. And in the night, his song will be with me and my prayer unto my God. Hallelujah. On my life. He knew how to pray, you know, and sometimes it feels like, look, why has thou forgotten me? You know, why do I go mourning and all day long and so forth? Why is my soul cast down? Well, and even sometimes he says, look, my tears have been my meat day and night. You know, the devil will say to him, where is your God? Verse 3. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. That's the thing. You got to do that. I had gone with the multitude. He actually went to the house of God. And people sometimes they go, or you come into a room such as this, you hear something joyful, or you go into the house of fellowship that's joyful. People go in there, but then there is still a burden. So I went to the house of joy with the voice of praise, the people that did that, to keep holy day and all of that. But meanwhile, you know, I was distressed. You know, and sometimes we don't know what people are going through, just because on the outside, they are there in the fellowship and so forth. When God opens your eyes, you'll see it. You'll see all the dark clouds on top of people's heads because of all of the distress, depression, and various things. But the Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. So let's us pray. We are going to pray this morning. And we are all going to pray for ourselves, or you pray for someone else. And I love how Isaiah puts it. You know, don't remain down there. Stay on your God. If you think that there is no light around you, let him stay on his God, for his God will help him. Glory to God. And he says, and he challenge, throws out a challenge again to every one of us. And he says, you know, arise and sit down. Shake yourself from the dust. Glory to God. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Isaiah 52. And verse 2. Praise God. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, we must pray. Sometimes it's even economic troubles that get people down. You know, and that's why we cannot put our trust in the system of economics that is in this world. Because sometimes it will be up. Sometimes it'll be down. You know, listening to the news even this week, started with one bank going bankrupt in California, yet another one again. I mean, who knows where, you know, those people that put their investments into those places, you know, I mean, all kinds of things can happen, you know, from time to time. It happened to Habakkuk, and he said, you know, although the fig tree shall not blossom, Habakkuk 3:17, neither there shall be food in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the fields shall yield no meat, the flock, I mean, it's like, look, you know, everything is cut off. Investment failed, you know, work of my hands failed, everything failed, nothing's going on. I mean, this man is wiped out. But his bounce back was in verse 18. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. Glory to God. And he will yet make me to walk upon my high places. I'm not staying down here in the valley. Glory to God. Ah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the hour of prayer. Glory to God. Our prayer room today, and let's get our prayer and our praise on, and let's pray for one another. I want you to look to the person that's on your left, and look to the person that's on your right, even in this room right now. And as you pray for yourself, you pray for them too. Hallelujah. And God is going to bring a lifting. He's going to split that heaviness right down the middle. Glory to God. And he knows how to do it too. The spirit, the garment of praise, when you begin to mingle your prayer with praise, that thing is going to lift the spirit of heaviness. Glory to God. So let's pray. Hallelujah.